Our next story has roiled Australia's Defence Forces, and a warning, it contains some disturbing material. A government-appointed Royal Commission has heard evidence from men and women who say that, as children, they were sexually abused at military schools. A senior official has apologized. Victims want more to be done. Louisa Lim reports from Balcombe, outside Melbourne.
A pair of yellow gates is perched at the crest of a hill dotted with gum trees beside the Nepean Highway. These are what remains of the Army Apprentice School, the site of shocking and systematic child abuse in the 70s. Daryl James is 59 today. He was 15 when he came here in 1972, a sprog in Army slang. What happened scarred him and his classmates.
I've got friends that are still suffering in silence, that can't even bring themselves to drive down the Nepean Highway without shivering and shaking.
James says he was raped numerous times and frequently abused in elaborate hazing rituals. In evidence to the Royal Commission, he described how his tormentors raped him with the scabbard of a rifle bayonet.
I feared for my life. As they left, they warned me that a noisy sprog is a dead sprog. Then they forcefully flipped the bed sideways and I fell onto the floor with the bed falling onto me.
When asked about the impact, he has just three words.
I was killed.
He needed surgery for his injuries. He suffers from PTSD and has attempted suicide. His story is tragically common. Other witnesses described sexual abuse involving dogs and how young Navy cadets were forced to rape each other. Survivors say they've been denied compensation due to a lack of evidence and the historical nature of their claims. This is part of a four-year-long inquiry into child sex abuse across Australian institutions.
There has not been a similar inquiry anywhere in the world.
Angela Sredinis represents some of the survivors. To her, the Army's unspoken code of conduct is part of the problem.
You don't dob on your mates, you're not a whinger. All of that macho sort of crap that you see in the military, which has allowed child sex abuse to occur, it is all about that stuff.
It's the third inquiry addressing abuse in the Defence Forces. An earlier one received 2,400 complaints. Today, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs apologised.
We are trying to move away from a culture that excludes and allows what has happened in the past to a culture that includes. Strangely, the senior leadership has been very publicly criticised for this approach.
Back at Balcombe, Daryl James forces himself to keep returning.
I have to come back here usually on Australia Day or somewhere around Australia Day. I don't know why I do it on Australia Day. To just do a 360 sweep and go, yep, it's still gone. The ghosts have gone now, I know they have.
As he confronts his own past, he and other survivors hope their country's defence forces will truly do the same. For NPR News, I'm Louisa Lim, near Balcombe, Australia.